blush as he comes. Come on, give it up for Brad, would you?
Thank you. Everybody hear me okay? Okay. I just want to give it back to Pastor Marty. He's been a mentor. You can hear me okay? He's been a mentor, a father figure to me, you know, a spiritual dad to me, which when I first came to the church, that's what I was looking for. I was looking for God, but I was also looking for a man that could help me see who God was and walk the walk, because I stalked him I stalked him a lot, probably for 5+ years. I remember I wanted to be close to him. I actually worked on his house. Something happened where I was helping lay masonry block. And I would get there early, and he'd come up, and I would be like a little puppy dog looking for a Starbucks coffee, and he'd bring it to the back door. It was just mud, dirt. He'd bring it down to me, and I would get to work. So, praise God. He's been a huge part of my life, so have you guys. The message that I wanted to give to you guys tonight that God really put on my heart, the title of it is Persist. God gave you a purpose. And I just want to pray, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for this night. God, this is all about you and none about me. I just want you to be glorified. Use my words, use me to bring light to somebody, to bring more purpose to somebody's life and touch them in Jesus' name. Amen. So, you know, Aaron texted me like 9 days ago and said, Brad, do you want to speak either this day or this day? And I was like, okay, I was trying to buy some time. I was trying to think, and I had to look at my schedule. Of course, I wanted a farther out date because you want to push it out a little bit, but I picked the closer date. It forced me to prepare faster, and it forced me to get myself ready to bring a message to you guys today. And I just thought and I thought, and the words that came to me that God really just kept pressing on me was the words persist, in the word's purpose. And that's what I want to share with you guys tonight. The word persist, it means continue firmly, obstinately in an opinion or a course of action in spite of difficulty, opposition, or failure, to continue, hold on, carry on, last, keep up, keep on, remain, linger, stay, endure. The word purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists, have as one intention, objective, intent, mean, aim, plan, design, have intention. So those words, I just like to look up the definitions because each word is very powerful and it has a lot of meaning to it. And you guys can amen me because it's really going to help me. It'll help me relax. Yeah, I will relax. Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Back in Genesis, the Bible talks about how God created man and God created woman for a purpose, and that was to take care of the earth and be fruitful and multiply. God had a plan. He made us all for a purpose. It is no accident that we are here today. Now, there's many stories in the Bible where people had to fulfill their purpose, but what they had to do, most of them, is had to persist through some difficulties. They had to persist through some difficult times to fulfill those purposes. I think of Noah, never seen rain, but was asked to build an ark. Moses, he led people through the desert. I think a lot about Job. He was blessed. God took his hand off him. Everything was taken from him, stayed with God, and God blessed him on top of that. I think of Paul. He was a non-believer who killed Christians. He was saved, and he walked the walk that Jesus called us to walk today. And we read and he wrote most of the New Testament. Even Jesus had to persist to fulfill God's purpose. He was tempted by the devil. He was challenged by religious leaders. He faced every human challenge that we face today. He even asked God, does it have to be this way? And he knew it had to be. All these people had to persist and fight through and to fulfill their purpose. But there's a short story. You can almost read right through it and not even know it's there in the Bible. And where it is in Mark 2, and it's chapter 1 through 12. It's a very quick story, but there's a purpose to the story. And the purpose is that Jesus healed a man that was paralyzed. But there's more to this story that we can bring to our lives. And I'm going to read it. So it's Mark 2, 1 through 12. When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon, the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on this mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blaspheme. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking, so they asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk?' So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, walk, go home." And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed, praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen this before." And you can read the story and you can just move on and really say, why is this story there? Because, okay, Jesus healed a man, and that's what you see. But there's more to the story. The purpose of the story was to heal. But I want to look what happened that made the story unfold. Okay, so you look. I'm going to bring this. Okay, this happened 2,000 years ago, so let's bring this down to 2014. So there was four guys at Starbucks over at Target, just chilling out, just got done with a workout. And actually, it was a CrossFit workout. Yeah, it was a CrossFit workout, Chris Buzniak. And they were with their paralyzed buddy. Now, they just got done working out, and they were tired, but they wanted a Starbucks. And two of them got a text. One of them got a tweet. I've never tweeted before. And another got a post on Facebook. It says, "Jesus is in town." So they said, "We got to go. We got to meet Jesus. We got to take this man to Jesus." So something else happened. They had to believe that Jesus was going to do something. So now they pick up four guys. And really what I see, I don't see a gurney, because I don't think they had gurneys where you could hold on. I see something like this, but thinner. So four guys are carrying a man from Target all the way to City Church, where they thought they were going to meet Jesus for healing for the paralyzed man. And there was no buses. There is in 2014. But back then, there was no buses, no taxis, so they carried the man. When they arrived, they got the City Church, but what they seen is everything was over at the Generation Center. I had to bring this. I had to make some people laugh. I usually don't make people laugh. So they got here. It was full. They couldn't get in. And this is where the journey got tough. Okay? They couldn't get in. They could have said, "Forget about it. we will never get in. This was a stupid idea. We'll try another day. But no, they persisted. They had a purpose to get the Generation Center, and it was to get to Jesus. So, of course, they're CrossFitters. They had to figure it out. So, somehow, they got on the roof. They did a squat thrust. They threw the guy up on the roof. They threw him up there with the mat. There was no ladder. There was no rope, no tools. But they persisted to get on the roof. And then they had to actually dig through the roof. So what they did instead, they pushed over the air condenser that's over there. And somehow, some way, they lowered Jesus, they lowered the man probably about 15 feet without dropping him on his head and laid him right in front of Jesus. Now, I read this story and I just read it and I said, okay, a man was healed. But why is it even in the Bible? He healed tons and tons of people. I believe it just showed persistence and purpose to get to Jesus, to know there was healing. And they had to fight through some challenges. They had to fight through some obstacles. They had to fight through some major obstacles they couldn't get through. There was even religious people in the church. Okay? The religious people could have judged the man that's paralyzed and said, this man is paralyzed. There must be sin. But then, they overcame the obstacles. They laid the man down. And Jesus said to the man, and I'll use me, because I was saved right in this church. Jesus said, Brad, your sins are forgiven. Pick up your mat and go home. Pick up your mat and go home. I did. let me read this. Why do you question this in your heart? It's easier to say to the paralyzed man, your sins are forgiven, or stand up. Pick up your mat and walk. So I will prove to you the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins. So they got here. They believed that he was going to get saved. I'm sorry. They believed that he was going to be healed. And he got up and he went home. I'm going to get to it, Marty. I'm going to get to it. So in this story, people had to persist and they had a purpose to fulfill. So I see this. God gave us all a purpose. We all have a different purpose. Maybe your purpose today is to be a husband, a wife, a father, a mother, a pastor, to be in the ministry. Maybe it's a friend, a good employee. Maybe your purpose today was just to have a good day, or even just to get to church, or even get out of the bed in the morning. So here I stand speaking in church. My upbringing doesn't say that I'm supposed to be here. Okay, I don't know if you know all my story, but I'll just put you where my upbringing should have put me. I shouldn't be standing here. I should probably be bellied up to a bar somewhere. I probably should be not treating my wife properly. I should probably doing some things around my daughter that I shouldn't be doing. Maybe swearing at my wife. Maybe yelling at her. Treating her bad. Drinking, smoking, doing drugs. Maybe even abusing her. Because that's where I was. That's where I grew up. I was abused physically, mentally. I was abused. I don't know what other subconscious things that happened in my home when I was that young. But that's where I was. But I stand here because God and someone else fulfilled their purpose. And that's why I'm here. 11 years ago, I was in a tough spot. I was trying to find my way. My cousin Isaiah asked me to come to church. That day, Pastor was speaking about Jesus, about starting over, about starting new. That day, I accepted Jesus in my life. He cleansed me that day from all my sins. And over the past 11 years, I've been saved. And he did clean me. But I've also had to fight. I've had to persist through all the garbage the world throws at me. And I still have to persist towards my purpose and fight the old man, the old habits that want to creep into my life. It just doesn't go away. You have to keep pursuing your purpose. Kelly and I persisted for over 7 years to have a little girl. And now today we're blessed. And I'll tell you where I was at. I left work early. I left at 2 o'clock today because I just wanted my mind right. I did not want to come to church rushed. So I left at 2. I got home. I tried to just relax my mind. And I visited with Taylor. I sat there and I read with her. We played with blocks. And I'm just sharing this with you because I want to bring 2,000 years ago to reality, to where I was or where I am now. So I'm playing with her. So Kelly took Taylor upstairs to do a bath so I could go out and read this message for probably the 16th time to make sure I was doing a good job. So we get done, and it's about 5 o'clock, and I was like, okay, I have a half an hour. So here I am with my daughter. We turn on this little tape player. It's got Christian music on it for kids. And I'm dancing around this area in my living room like a little kid, singing Jesus Loves You. And my daughter is spinning around in circles, laughing at her dad, singing with her dad, dancing like her dad, which is not very good. It's like this and like this. And I told my wife, I said, you need to teach her daughter how to dance because she'll be like a robot. I can't even do that very good. But what if those men in the Bible gave up? The story would have never been written. It would have never taken place. Jesus would have never been able to fulfill his purpose in that story. What if Isaiah gave up that asked me to come to church? What if what if Pastor Marty McDonald gave up on his purpose? What if his wife that one day didn't push him out and say, get out there and preach to your family? What if I gave up? Where would I be right now? I wouldn't be standing here. My wife, she might be, I wouldn't say I wouldn't be standing here, but maybe I wouldn't be standing here. Maybe I would be somewhere else. Maybe we would still have Taylor. Maybe we would have fought, and maybe we would have did something different, and we would have had Taylor. But I can tell you, she wouldn't be up in the children's ministry having some person watch over her that we want to be watching over her. What if people like Larry Becker gave up? There's a lot of people in this room because of Larry Becker. Yeah. He wouldn't have came and talked to Chris Busniak. And about 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have been able to whip Chris Busniak's butt in Can Jam at a birthday party. I wouldn't have been able to do it. I would not have. It was best of 5. And we beat him. And it was good. And I wish Wayne was here too, because we beat him too. He is. Where is he? What if the other people in this church gave up, that serve in this church, that serve outside of this church? It would affect all of our purposes. Us fulfilling our purpose helps other people fulfill their purpose. What is your purpose? What is your purpose? Maybe you gave up on your purpose. Maybe you let life beat you down. Maybe things got tough and your purpose just got pushed off to the side. I tell you, don't give up. I say persist. God gave you a purpose. Like the 5 CrossFitters, 4 CrossFitters and 1 paralyzed man. And I just want to close. And I don't know, Debbie, if you're here, you can come down. And I just want to close. But even when life doesn't give you a rope or a ladder to get on a roof, maybe life has pushed you down in the dirt, the mud. You're in the valley, you're in the rain, the storm. I tell you, persist. You have a purpose. These are the times when God prepares you, is shaping you, where your integrity, your character is forged. God is getting ready for your purpose, getting you ready for your purpose that you He's promised you. He's preparing you. He's preparing you to fill your dreams that you've been dreaming, the visions you've seen. I tell you, persist, keep fighting. And for somebody that might be here, maybe your purpose got pushed down. I'm here to tell you, we want to help you. There's tons of people in this church that want to help you. And maybe you were like me that day that came here, was losing his purpose. I want to tell you, God has a purpose for you. And that purpose is to know him and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And that's what I did 11 years ago. I met Jesus right in this church. And ever since then, I've persisted. I have a purpose. Right now, my purpose is to be a great father, to be a great man, to be a great husband, to follow after God, to be sometimes where I want to be hanging out with my daughter and my wife, but I need to study. I need to read. And the other day I was reading about, you know, getting ready for Sunday Bible study next door. You know, and sometimes you question yourself and you say, why am I doing this? And I got a letter from Phil Gardner, and I never read it. And it was a little card. And people like this, you're affecting people like this. You don't even know you're affecting them because you're fulfilling your purpose. It says, hi, Brad. You're a great man. I've noticed that you're a person that loves God and his family. Your competitive nature, Chris Busniak. That wasn't in there. I'm sorry. Your competitive nature motivates me to be a better husband, a father, and a friend. Keep serving God. Phil, I'm affecting Phil Gardner. I'm affecting Phil Gardner. Are you kidding me? That's what I thought. But I said, thank you, Jesus. And then in the Bible study, Jimmy Booty says, Brad, I just want to say something before we get started. Thank you. You're affecting people's lives. I see the Thurbers sitting there. Sometimes it was just us. Sometimes it was just us. So God has a purpose for you. God has a purpose for you. You need to fulfill it. God will help you fulfill it. And like these men in the Bible, Jesus would have never been able to fulfill his purpose if it wasn't for them persisting, getting into that house, getting into the Generation Center. Marty McDonald would have never been preaching that word. I would have never got saved if somebody else didn't fulfill their purpose. So I just want to thank you for listening and just keep fulfilling your purpose. Amen. If you want prayer, we'll pray for you. If you need prayer to fulfill some dreams, your purpose, we want to be alongside you, just like people pray for me. If you've never met Jesus, we want to pray for you. And if you're just going through a tough time, you're not sure where you're at in your purpose, we want to pray for you. Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, Brad. So proud of you. Can you give Jesus another hand and clap of praise? So proud of you. I want Brad to come and stand down the front. I think I want Ryan and Ben and Chris just to come down, stand with you guys, kind of the, maybe you're the four that lets the paralytic down. Don't be ripping no heating and air unit off the Generation Center. You're going to be paying to put it back on there. No, what a beautiful message that I'm so proud of you, Brad. So proud of you. I just want to open up the altar tonight before you leave. We're a little early. Why leave carrying anything in your life? He left a whole lot of stuff out of there. He could be here another hour. Some of his family are still dealing with challenges. And God, it wasn't because he was special. It was because he persisted and he fought through. And some of you need to do that. You know, I think about you and Ronnie and Barbie. I remember Ronnie having to fight through. I remember riding in the cab of the tractor when he's about ready to die. He knows what it is to fight through. When you get that, when God works you and brings you through something, let me tell you something. You'll never back up. You'll never go down again. If you're in the middle of something, he wants to help you through it. Brady, come on down. Stand down in the front here. If you need prayer tonight, I'm just going to close. And then before you leave, what a great opportunity to come down. You guys get a little closer together up here. You don't have to be so far apart. You need one another. Father, I thank you, God, for your servant tonight. You touched this man in a time of his life where only you could get his attention. God, I thank you for it. And the half has not even been told what he is going to do with you, Bradley. I pray, God, that you will continually use him and you will take these moments in his life, the season that he's in now, you'll expand him even further. You'll use him, God, to build your kingdom. You'll bless him, God. He has a heart to do and to serve you and to give to you. And I pray that you'll pour unto him, God. We just agree together. And Lord, I pray for my friends that are here, my brothers and sisters in the house of God tonight. I pray for those who are hurting. I pray for those who just feel disconnected and are away. I ask you, God, before they leave tonight, that you would lay it upon their heart and that you would minister to them. And God, that they would receive greatly from you in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody said, amen. I love you. Don't you leave tonight. If you need prayer, these gentlemen are down here. They'll pray for you. These are the guys that'll help take you to Jesus tonight.